1 second from half court.
Jumping for joy.
First ever.
A 2-on-1. Oh!
Did he bring it in? He did!
It is
caught!
This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good afternoon and welcome to Montour High School here in McKees Rocks and the WPIAL softball playoffs. Coming up in a few minutes, we'll have the first round of the 3A bracket as number 5 McGuffey and number 12 Hopewell each look to move on into the quarterfinals. Hi everyone, I'm Jack Sacco, joined by my partner Anthony Pass. Noah Tennant is our floor director with Brett Gambita on camera. Welcome into the Visit Greene County pregame show here on WJPA. McGuffey enters the playoffs as the 5 seed in 3A, finishing the regular season at 9-6. The Highlanders finished tied for second with Keystone Oaks in Section 1 of 3A behind only top-ranked South Park and finished the regular season winning 3 out of 4. After losing 4 straight to start the year, Hopewell rattled off 6 wins in the last 10 games of the season to make the tournament as 3A's 12th and final team. The Vikings finished 6-8 overall and 5-5 in section play, placing them 4th in Section 2. Today's game on the WJPA Sports Network and NFHS is brought to you in part by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Camera Bartolotta for Pennsylvania Senate. Find out more at cameraforsenate.com. Visit Greene. Greene County has something for everyone. Log on, visitgreene.org. By GG&C Bus. GG&C drives McGuffey. Drive for GG&C. Call 724-222-2320. By Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. By CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. My First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. People you know, people you can trust. And by Valley View Farm, a premier wedding and event venue. Visit valleyviewfarmvenue.com. We'll look at the rest of the Washington and Greene County schedule and bring you the starting lineups when the Visit Greene County pregame show continues here on the WJPA Sports Network on NFHS.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
The cost of living is crushing Pennsylvania families. Property taxes are too high. Electric bills keep climbing, and it's hard to make ends meet and plan for the future. I'm Senator Cameron Bartolotta. I'm working hard to lower taxes so you keep more of what you earn. I'm working to make Pennsylvania more business-friendly to attract investment and grow our economy. I'm committed to lowering your energy costs by protecting reliable, affordable power. On May 19th, I'm asking for your vote so I can keep fighting for a more affordable Pennsylvania. Paid for by Cameron for Senate.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Welcome back to Montour High School for our WPIAL 3A first-round matchup between the 5th-seeded McGuffey Highlanders and the 12th-seeded Hopewell Vikings. Now a look at the other action today among Washington and Greene County teams. We'll start with our fellow 3 p.m. matchups. Number 11, Charleroi plays number 6, Burrell at Norwin and is also in the 3A bracket. 5th-seeded Jeff Morgan faces 12th-seeded Leechburg at Gateway in the 1A first round. also in 1A. Number 11, Beth Center, plays number 6, Southside Area at Waynesburg University at 5. Then in the 2A first round, number 3, Bentworth, takes on number 14, Burgettstown at 5 p.m. Then number 2, Chartiers Houston, plays number 15, Wash High at 7. Both games are at Trinity Middle School. Anthony will bring you the starting lineups when the Visit Greene County pregame show continues here on the WJPA Sports Network on NFHS.
GT&C drives McGuffey. GT&C Bus Company is looking for CDL drivers. Enjoy flexible hours and scheduling and paid training for new drivers. Drug screening and background checks required. For 50 years, GT&C has provided safe, reliable student and public transportation. They're always looking for school bus, van, and charter drivers and student monitors. Equal opportunity employer. Learn more at ggcbus.com or call 724-222-2320.
This is Coach Guy Monticalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. We'd love to have you join us in celebration of outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams from our area. As a member of our chapter, you can nominate potential candidates, then vote on the nominees for each year's induction banquet. And you can help spread the word about our region's rich athletic tradition. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Welcome back to Montour High School. Now it's time for the starting lineups presented by Valley View Farms. Partner, lineups are all yours.
First, a look at the visiting Hopewell Vikings as the 12th seed in the 3A bracket. Leading off and playing second base for Hopewell, number 1, Claire Sarkis. Batting second and playing center field, number 10, Marina Pinchotti. In the circle for Hopewell and wearing number 24 is Allison Ramadley. In the cleanup spot, the first baseman, number 22, Abigail Babinsack. The catcher, number 2, Lillian Otto, will hit fifth. In the six holes, a designated player, number 14, Hazel McCowan. Batting seventh, and at shortstop, number 16, Addison Pavlisco. Batting eighth, the third baseman, number 15, Dakota Roach. And in the nine hole is the left fielder, number 4, Tegan Scully. In the flex position for the Vikings and playing right field is number 19, Cameron Roach. Now for McGuffey, leading off and catching number 3, Nicole Clogus. Batting second and playing shortstop is number 10, Courtney Bedelian. In the circle and hitting third for McGuffey is number 22, Miley Main. In the cleanup spot and playing second base is number 21, Sydney Dobrinsky. Batting fifth and playing first base, number 32, Mara Janovich. Batting sixth and playing left field is number 16, Callie Franks. Batting seventh and in center field is number 23, Juliana Ward. Batting 8th and playing 3rd base is number 28, Ellie Henderson. And batting 9th, wearing number 9, and in right field is Leona Neff.
We'll bring you this game's action when we return in just a few moments on the WJPA Sports Network here on NFHS.
Spring into home construction season with First Federal of Greene County's construction and home improvement loans. First Federal's construction loans, owner-builder loans, FHA Title I home improvement loans, and home equity loans put you in charge. With offices in Washington, Greene, and Fayette counties, your loan stays here. Visit with a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Valley View Farm is the perfect venue for your wedding day. A rustic 1900s barn settled cozily among the rolling hills of Greene County, Valley View Farm provides a warm and welcome atmosphere. Weddings are the specialty, but Valley View is available to book for any event, and the barn is equipped with full heating and air conditioning to allow for year-round bookings. Wedding packages include a house DJ and a wedding coordinator, plus a staff that will take care of every need on your big day. To schedule a free tour, call 724-833-6426, valleyviewfarmvenue.com.
We welcome you back here on the WJPA Sports Network. Jack Sacco alongside my partner Anthony Pass. Great to be with you here this afternoon at Montour High School. These two teams, this is the 5-12 matchup, fifth-seeded McGuffey against 12th seeded Hopewell. Both of these teams pretty familiar with the WPIL playoff picture. Hopewell making its fourth straight appearance. They've not won any playoff games in that time, while McGuffey also in its fourth consecutive playoff appearance. In that time, they won their first in that period last year against Ligonier Valley. Anthony, these two teams, you know, kind of come in with very different styles. They score a similar number of runs per game, but really the difference is shown by that difference in seeds is McGuffey really good at run prevention, while Hopewell at times has struggled with that.
Absolutely, and you see it in the circle with Miley Main for McGuffey. 14 games for Main this year with a 2.13 ERA, 79 innings pitched, and 76 strikeouts. So Main, like you mentioned, a big piece of that run prevention for McGuffey. And on the other side for Hopewell, Allison Ramele in the circle, 13 games started with a 4.49 ERA and 43 innings pitched. So that's it right there. As a pitching matchup will be a big one. And as we know, in the high school softball circle, in softball in general, pitching can win you games. And I think we'll see that here today. It should be a good matchup.
As we get ready with the national anthem here in the stadium, we'll take a short break and return with today's action.
You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. Powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it. All without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money, all from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
If your basement walls are peeling, that is not appealing. So this is water damage,
yes,
man?
Sir. That's water damage.
How many people right now have compromised in their basement brought on by water?
Oh, the majority. I mean, water is the enemy of a home.
Right.
But it's better to have it assessed to give you that ease of mind.
Sure.
Inspections are free. Might as well just give us a call to help.
Baker's Waterproofing is now Groundworks. Schedule a free inspection.
You're just about ready to roll here from Montour High School. Both teams meeting in their dugouts, getting ready. As Anthony mentioned, the starting pitcher for McGuffey, Miley Main, 79 innings pitched on the year. Far and away, this team's top arm. And she'll look to get things started here in the top of the first inning and get McGuffey off the field pretty quickly.
We'll look again at the Hopewell starting lineup. It's Sarkis leading off, Pinchotti hitting second, Romeli, the pitcher, hitting in the three-hole, Abigail Babinsack hitting in the cleanup spot and playing first base, Lillian Otto hitting fifth, Hazel McCown hitting sixth, Addison Pavlitsko hitting seventh, Dakota Roche in the eight-hole, and Tegan Scully turning the order over in the nine-hole. Look at the McGuffey defense. In the outfield, it's Franks, Ward, and Neff left to right. In the infield, it's Henderson and Bedelian on the left side, Dobrinsky and Janovich on the right side. Nicole Klogas will do the catching for Miley Main in the circle.
Main gets her last few warm-up pitches in. Not the prettiest day for a softball game, but we'll make do. Weather going to stay away in terms of precipitation, it looks like. Maybe I should knock on wood as I say that, but
you know, all you can ask for is no rain. How about that?
Yeah, we got the overcast skies, and Maine gets a softball back in the hand. She gets ready to start things off in the circle. Claire Sarkis, the second baseman for Hopewell, leading things off. As we get ready to roll, Maine steps on, Let's rip the first pitch as Sarkis tries to slap one over and fouls it off for strike one.
Sarkis slapping from the left-handed batter's box here to lead off the game for Hopewell.
0-1 from Maine. This one slapped past the third baseman. It's gloved by Bedillion. Her throw to first in time. A nice play by Courtney Bedillion to play with some pace and get that one over for out number one.
And it was just hit too hard by Sarkis there, and that's the key with slapping. If you're going to hit the ball at the shortstop, it's got to be hit softly enough. That time, Sarkis just hits it too firmly at the shortstop. Bedillion.
Marina Pinchotti up to bat. Takes the first pitch outside for a ball. Count 1-0 on the Hopewell center fielder. 0-1 offering, or 1-0 offering. That's in there for a strike to even things up. Pinchotti batting 289 on the year. Just three extra base hits. This is Hopewell lineup that does not hit for a lot of power. 1-1 offering. It's a wave and a miss. And Chody behind in the count now, 1-2.
Maine staying in the outside half of the strike zone right now to Pinchotti, and that's what you can do against the left-handed hitters that like to slap as they start their run towards first base. You can use the outer half of the plate.
A ball and two strikes. Right-handed Maine lets the 1-2 rip, misses well high, even the count. Ground out to start the game from Claire Sarkis. Now Marina Pinchotti with one on and a 2-2 count. The pitch, swing and a miss. Strike three. Pinchotti goes down for out number two. That'll bring up the pitcher, Allison Romaley. Two outs to start the game for Maine. She'll step back on. Let's the first pitch rip. Goes off speed there. Is that one taken for a ball? Romaley batting 438 on the year. Second on this Vikings team. Maine's 1-0. That one misses off the plate. Two balls and no strikes. Infield position pretty straight up. The 2-0. That one in there at the bottom of the zone. Maine makes it 2-1 on Romaley. Maine's 2-1. Just misses outside. Hitters count now for Romaley.
Two pitches that just miss in this at-bat to Romaley. That time the catcher, Clogus, turned to the umpire and asked where it missed.
3-1 offering. This one going to be fouled off and out of play by Romaley to run the count full. Henderson playing about a step in front of the third base bag. The 3-2 pitch. This one slapped on the ground. Gloved by the second baseman, Dobrinsky. Throw over to first in time for the third out. Hopewell goes down 1-2-3 in the top of the first. We'll be back in just a moment.
Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
A 1-2-3 top half of the first sets us up, or the bottom half, as we are scoreless here at Montour High School. Jack Sacco alongside Anthony Pass here, as now McGuffey will get their first crack at things offensively after a really nice clean inning from the pitcher Miley Main.
Absolutely wasn't. A quick look at the McGuffey lineup. Nicole Klaugas leads off. Courtney Bedillion bats second. The pitcher Miley Main hits third. Sydney Dobrinsky hits in the cleanup hole. Mara Janovich hits fifth. Callie Franks hits sixth. Juliana Ward hits seventh. Ellie Henderson in the eight hole. And Leanna Neff rounding things out in the ninth spot for the Highlanders.
Nicole Klaugas will lead it off for the Highlanders. Catcher will take the first pitch just outside.
0-1-1.
Klaugas batting 353 on the year. She has three doubles and a triple as well. 1-0, Klaugas hits this one slow on the ground. Glove by Pavlisco, throw to first, not going to be in time. An infield hit for Klaugas to lead things off for the Highlanders.
The ball just hit off the end of the bat by Klaugas, and that's another one that doesn't get out to the shortstop with any sort of pace. Klaugas able to beat it out.
There's no chance. That one not hit hard enough for there to be any play there for Pavlisco. So that'll bring up Courtney Bedillion. She shows bunt. She gets it down. It's gloved by Romaley. Her throw to first is in time, as that will be a successful sacrifice. So Highlanders just three pitches into the bottom half of the first inning. They have a runner in scoring position, but now with one out. Miley Main, pitcher up to bat. She takes a hack at the first pitch and yanks that one foul down the third baseline. Main batting 261 on the year. Three extra base hits. A 1 offering. Main takes another swing right back at Romaley, who will toss it over to first for the second out. Klaugas will move over to third.
Thought Romaley had a chance there to throw to third and try to get Klaugas, who was pretty much off on contact there, but she decided to go to first and take the easy out.
That will bring up the cleanup hitter, Sydney Dobrinsky. Dobrinsky batting 380, second among this Highlanders team, as she takes the first pitch outside for ball one. Dobrinsky, 13 runs batted in on the year. She leads this team. She'll swing at the 1-0. This one hit on the ground slowly. It's going to be bobbled by Pavlisco. I don't think she had any play anyway, so that's going to be an RBI single to give McGuffey a 1-0 lead here in the first.
It's another ball that's hit softly at the shortstop, and the shortstop, Pavlisco, just didn't have a play on it. McGuffey able to strike first.
Yeah, Pavlisco bobbled it. I think her clock was sped up there, and I don't think it would have mattered if she fielded it cleanly. This one hard on the ground to Pavlisco. She'll field it cleanly this time and just take it to the bag for out number three. McGuffey gets one in the bottom of the first. We head to the second, 1-0 Highlanders on the WJPA Sports Network.
When Governors Wolf and Shapiro tried to impose a carbon tax that would have sent your electric bills through the roof and gutted our energy jobs, I fought back and we won. I'm Senator Cameron Bartolotta. I'm proud to stand with our natural gas and coal industries and the hardworking men and women who keep our lights on. I'll keep fighting against Green New Deal schemes that threaten our jobs and our way of life. On May 19th, I'm asking for your vote so I can keep standing up for you. Paid for by Cameron for Senate.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Top of the second inning, McGuffey took a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the first. They had two hits and left a runner on. So now we head to the second as Miley Main will look to keep rolling after a 1-2-3 top half of the first. She'll face the four-hitter, Abigail Babinsack. First pitch in there for a strike. Babinsack batting .382 on the year. Main has done a good job so far being in the zone. 0-1 offering in there at the bottom of the strike zone for the second strike as she gets way ahead now. Three. 0-2 count on the left-handed Babinsack. Pitch from Main. That off-speed pitch misses low. Ball and two strikes. Main brings home the 1-2. Pitch just misses low to even the count up at two.
Main really exercising the outer half and bottom portion of the strike zone here so far today. Looks like she can really put it wherever she wants on that outside half.
2-2 pitch fouled away by Babinsack. She stays alive. Babinsack just two extra base hits on the year. The 2-2 offering, going to miss low and away as the count now runs full. 0-2 to 3-2 here on Babinsack, who has walked seven times on the campaign. Main's 3-2 offering. Fastball going to be fouled away. Count remains full. Another payoff pitch. Going to be popped to left field. That one sent a long way, but that's going to bounce in foul ground. So we'll have another 3-2. Good piece of contact there from Babinsack.
Certainly wasn't. That was a pitch that Main left up just a little bit. She had been hammering that low and outside pitch. That one on the outer half of the plate, but just left up enough for Babinsack to be able to get a barrel to it.
Main will ask for a new ball as that one got wet in the outfield grass. This Montour Field turf infield, a beautiful turf infield, and well-maintained grass in the outfield. Facilities up here at Montour, just excellent. Another 3-2 here from Main. The pitch that misses inside. Babinsack will reach on a leadoff walk. Went from 0-2 to a walk. A really good battle for Babinsack.
Yeah, and that's certainly one that Main would wish she could have back, just in those 1-2 and 2-2 pitches. She probably would have liked to be a little more aggressive and attack the zone as opposed to try to pinpoint those low and away pitches I'd previously talked about. And Main shaking her head a little bit, wishing she had foot up the zone there a little more to Babinsack and on the leadoff hitter in second inning.
Brings up Otto, who squares to bunt. It's fielded by Main. Her throw to first is accurate and in time
as Otto gets down the sacrifice. So, somewhat identical to what we saw in the bottom of the first, as McGuffey had a hit, then a sack bunt. Now, Hopewell gets a walk and then does the same. So, runner on second with one out, bringing Hazel McCowan to the plate. Maines, first pitch to McCowan. That's in there for a strike. McCowan batting 308 on the year with a pair of extra base hits for the junior. ...0-1 offering, swing and a miss. Maine well ahead now, 0-2. The runner on second is Babinsack. 0-2 count on McCowan. The pitch for Maine. Off speed, gets her way out in front as McCowan fooled there as she swings and misses for strike three.
Really, really good off speed pitch there from Maine.
It'll bring up the shortstop, Addison Pavlisco. She'll bat with a runner in scoring position. Pavlisco just 4 RBI on the year. First pitch to Pavlisco, misses up and away. Ball and no strikes. ...1-0 offering from Maine. The high heat gets a swing and a miss. Maine entered with 76 strikeouts on the year. She's up to 78 now with 2 so far today. 1-1 offering, misses outside. Count moves to 2-1. Pavlisco, a 308 hitter on the year. A 2-1 offering. Off speed, gets a swing and a miss to even the count at 2. Maine locating that off speed well and putting it in spots to get chases. See if she goes back to it here with 2 strikes. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss on the fastball as Pavlisco goes down for out number 3. No runs in the top half of the second for Hopewell. We head to the bottom half of the inning. McGuffey leads 1-0.
GT&C drives McGuffey. GT&C Bus Company is looking for CDL drivers. Enjoy flexible hours and scheduling and paid training for new drivers. Drug screening and background checks required. For 50 years, GT&C has provided safe, reliable student and public transportation. They're always looking for school bus, van, and charter drivers and student monitors. Equal opportunity employer. Learn more at ggcbus.com or call 724-222-2320.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Thanks to the support of CNX, GBU, Printscape, the Pony League World Series, and the participants in our annual golf outing, we awarded nearly $14,000 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. And we granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
Welcome you back here for the bottom of the second inning. Hopewell got the leadoff runner on in the top half of the second but couldn't do anything with it as the first pitch from Allison Romali is in there for a strike to McGuffey's Callie Franks. Franks batting 302 on the year, 0-1 count. Pitch misses up and away.
A quick look at the Hopewell defense. In the outfield, it's Skelly, Dinchotti, Roach from left to right. In the infield, it's Dakota Roach Plavisco on the left side, Sarkis Babinsack on the right side, and Otto doing the catching for Romali.
0-1 offering, misses outside. 1-1, excuse me. Make it 2-1 on Callie Franks. Franks, 2 extra base hits on the year, including a homer. That 2-1 hit hard on the ground to short. gloved by Pavlisko, and that throw is going to get away from the first baseman, Babinsack. She couldn't keep it in front, but that will keep Franks put at first base. That'll bring up Juliana Ward. First pitch to Ward, misses up and away. Probably roll with a hit for that one to start the inning. It was hit hard, but I think it would have been bang, bang. But roll with that for now. Is that 1-0 going to miss up high?
We can do that. We can call that a hit for Franks.
I think so.
A leadoff hit here in the bottom of the second inning. McGuffey looking to tack on another run after getting one in the first inning as well.
2-0 to Ward. Ward pops this one foul over towards the Hopewell dugout, and that's going to go out of play to make it 2-1. Ward batting 390 on the year. She's 16 for 41. It's the team leader for the Highlanders among, actually second on the team. Is that 2-1 going to miss low? This is now a hitter's count for McGuffey center fielder. Franks occupying first base, the 3-1. That one going to miss up high. First two runners reach for the Highlanders as they have first and second and nobody out.
Now, after what we've seen from each of these teams in terms of sacrifice bunting, this almost a surefire sacrifice bunting situation for McGuffey with the eight hitter Henderson up. We'll see what the Highlanders choose to do.
She'll swing away, at least it showed, but didn't let it rip there, but watched strike one as she put the brakes on her swing as she began to move the bat a little bit. 0-1 count on Henderson. Pitch from Romali going to miss up and away.
And you know, I almost retract that statement now. With Romali having struggled to throw strikes to Ward, you may not want to square and give a free out if you have a chance at maybe another walk if you're Henderson.
1-1 offering, another high miss. And these misses have, these ones that have been high, they have not been competitive misses. Two balls and a strike on the McGuffey third baseman, Ellie Henderson. 2-1, another one in that same general area. Now 3-1 once more. Romali cannot afford to walk the bases loaded here to start the inning. 3-1, another high miss, and bases are loaded. Leadoff hit for Franks, and back-to-back walks have three on the pond for the Highlanders.
Yeah, and there it is. Another walk from Romali allows McGuffey to load up the bases with back-to-back walks, and the McGuffey coaching staff pushing the right buttons there, not choosing to sacrifice bunt, and it leads to a walk. That's a great decision by the Highlanders.
Rhonda Koblek going to take a trip out to the mounds, seemingly to just calm things down, as Romali did a pretty good job of throwing strikes in the first inning. It was, you know, pretty short plate appearances, balls in play, but leadoff hit for Franks and then back-to-back free passes now makes you think. And, you know, there's little margin for error now in a single elimination tournament.
Yeah, certainly, but if you're hopeful, now you just have to try to limit the damage. You have three runners on. If you can keep the hitter from scoring here with nobody out, that's a success in this type of situation. We'll see what Hopewell can do to limit the damage.
Hopewell's third baseman, Dakota Roche, positioned well in, as is the first baseman. Babinsack, his first pitch strike to the nine hitter, Leanna Neff.
Yeah, and a straight take there from Neff, not even choosing to get the bat off the shoulder there and forcing Romali to throw a strike.
0-1 from Romali, hit hard on the ground. That's going to get through for a base hit. One run will score. They're going to wave home Ward, and she will score now. Play at third as the runner on first, Henderson, will be retired trying to go first to third. That'll move up Neff, but a two-run single for Leanna Neff makes it a 3-0 game in favor of McGuffey.
And that's the big hit that McGuffey needed. And if you're Hopewell, you get an out there and you still have a chance to limit the damage.
I believe that's a...
I had a 9-1-5. Yep, 9-1-5 on the put out there to retire Henderson at third base.
That'll turn the order over to the top for Nicole Klaugas. This one going to be flown deep to right field. Back goes Roche. She'll make the grab and throw it in as that will move over Neff. A productive second out as now the Highlanders with a runner on third for Courtney Bedillion. Bedillion, sacrifice bunt in her first trip to the plate. First pitch from Romaley. Bedillion pops this one down the line. That's going to cut foul. Count 0-1. Romaley will get a new ball. 0-1 offering, going to miss up and away. Count even at 1. Bedillion on the season batting 222. 1-1 pitch misses up. Romaley's had to move the pinch count up there this inning. Not been around it in some plate appearances. The 2-1 pitch. This one flown to center field. Back goes Pinchotti. She'll settle under it near the warning track and make the grab for the third out. McGuffey gets two runs on two hits and leads 3-0 as we head to the third inning on the WJPA Sports Network.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Introducing personal loans from First Federal of Greene County. Now you can access up to $25,000 with no collateral, no application fee, and no closing costs, plus fixed rate interest, flexible loan terms, and a simple application. This is a personal loan designed for your busy life. Visit ffgc.bank for more information or visit a loan officer in Washington or Waynesburg to get started today. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County, member FDIC, equal housing lender, and MLS 458729.
3-0 McGuffey here in the top of the third inning. Dakota Roche will lead things off for Hopewell, who's looking to get on the board. Just a note, we had some action in the Hopewell bullpen as number 11, Isabella Cipolla, was warming up in that second inning, thanks to our guy Brett Gambita for getting us that info. Count 1-0 on the third baseman Roche. 1-0 offering from Miley Main. Going to miss outside to make it 2-0.
And just a note from the bottom half of that second inning, I had said when the bases were loaded and the 9-hole hitter Neff was up, if Hopewell could limit McGuffey from having Neff score there, they would be in business, and they did just that. Just two runs allowed there from this Hopewell squad. So they give themselves a chance here as we move into the top of the third.
2-1 count on the 8-hitter Dakota Roche leading off this top of the third inning. Highlanders have been in full control of this game so far. 2-1 from Maine, off speed in there for a strike. Maine paints the outside edge. That's really a spot where there's not much you can do if you're the hitter. Just a perfect location. Now 2-2 on the batter. Maine brings home the 2-2, swing and a miss. That's three straight strikeouts for Roche. That puts her up to 80 on the season, as she has four on the ball game, bringing up the last hitter in the order, Tegan Scully. Scully batting 281 for the Vikings.
And Maine able to slow batters down with that changeup and then speed them up with the fastball at the top of the zone. That's been an effective combo for Maine so far today, which has led to these past three hitters all striking out.
There's the fastball. She's, as you said it, Anthony, they've been really just alternating it. Here's the 0-1, goes back to the heater to Scully, and we'll see what Maine does here. She's been able to get two pretty much by Scully, no problem. Might go back to the well. 0-2 pitch goes to the off-speed. Scully way out in front of it as Maine strikes out her fourth straight, as that's two quick outs here in the top of the third.
Yeah, really impressive work from Maine here at the bottom half of this Hopewell order, able to mix both pitches in, the fastball and the off-speed pitch, and get four strikeouts in a row. That's big for this McGuffey squad.
That brings up the leadoff hitter, Claire Sarkis, who grounded out to short to start the ball game. First pitch from Maine. Sarkis slaps one in the air to the shortstop, Bedillion, who makes the grab for the third out. Another 1-2-3 inning for Miley Maine as McGuffey leads 3-0 heading to the bottom of the third.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Three, four, five for McGuffey due up in this bottom of the third inning as the Highlanders are up 3-0. First pitch to Maine misses inside for a ball. One oh pitch to McGuffey's hurler in there for a strike.
Maine retired earlier in this game back in the first inning on a ground ball back to the pitcher. That was the second out of the first inning. Highlanders able to score in that first inning.
1-1. Barrel gets out in front as Maine rolls that one over a foul down the third baseline to make it 1-2. That was a productive out. Anthony has moved over the runner Clogus to third, and it allowed an infield hit for Dubrinsky to score the run. Set 1-2 to Maine, going to miss outside to even the count.
I twos.
Two balls, two strikes. Romaley brings home the pitch, and this one lined to left and caught by the left fielder Scully for out number one.
That ball smoked by Maine. Looked like an off-speed pitch that just hung up in the middle of the zone, and Maine did not miss it. But the left fielder, Scully, positioned perfectly to make the play.
Brings up Sydney Dobrzynski. She is 1-for-1. First pitch in there for a strike. Oh, one from Romaley. That miss is well high. That's that miss we've seen a few times.
Yeah, and that looked like an off-speed pitch there from Romali, and similar one to what she just threw to May, and that got hammered to left, and she really needs to try to work to get that off-speed pitch down in the zone, force hitters to be out in front of a pitch that misses below the zone.
That 1-1 fastball finds it as the count now 1-2. Pitch from Romali, fouled off. Count 1-2. Brzezinski pitch. Hit hard on the ground. Up the middle. Base hit. She's 2-for-2. So that'll get a runner on with one out for the Highlanders.
A good two-strike swing there from Dobrzynski just to get a ball in play. And put the ball in play. Good things happen. That one squeaks through the middle.
Brings up Mara Janovic. She ended the first inning with a ground out. Steps in with a runner on and one out here against Romali. Pitch in there for a strike. Janovich entered the day batting 400. Six extra base hits. That 0-1 going to be fouled off.
Good off-speed offering there from Romali. Excuse me. On the outside half of the plate, got the end of the bat of Janovich and fouled off a good 0-1 pitch. Off-speed pitch in the zone, but on the outer half.
Count 0-2 now. Janovich will step in. Romali winds it, brings it home. Is that one way up high to even the count?
All right, Mark.
Actually, that's 1-2. Janovic now calls time as runner on first will take a second to get the shoes tied up. A ball and two strikes on Mara Janovic. First baseman for McGuffey. The pitch fouled off. Janovic out in front, but is able to get enough of a piece of it to stay alive.
Yeah, very similar pitch from Romali as that 0-1 offering. Just an off-speed pitch on the outer half of the plate. That's a strike and forces the hitter to swing, but located well enough.
1-2, swing and a miss. Romali gets her first strikeout as Janovich goes down for out number two.
And if you throw enough of them out there, eventually the hitter's going to swing and miss, and that's what Janovich did there with two strikes to end the at-bat.
Bring up Callie Franks. She reached on an infield hit in her first time up. Pitch from Romali. Gonna miss up and away. Two outs here. Runner on first base. Romali looking to put up her first zero. 1-0 hit hard through the left side of base hit. Runner gonna stay put at second base, so first and second for the Highlanders now with two outs.
And two singles so far today from Franks. That one smoked through the left side. Franks got all of it. Hits it firmly on the ground through the left side to shortstop. Pavlisco, no chance to make a play to her right.
I'll bring up Juliana Ward. Ward walked in her first time to the plate. First pitch from Romali. In there for a strike.
Maybe ready in there, 2-3.
0-1 offering. Pitch fouled up and out of play back behind home plate as the count now 0-2.
And a 0 here for Hopewell would be huge as they would be able to get 2-3-4 up for them in their order in the top of the fourth if Romali can get out of this jam here with two outs.
0-2 from Romali. Off-speed pitch. Just misses off the plate. Good take from Ward.
And a really good 0-2 from Romali. Off-speed pitch off the plate that time. Able to give a pitch there on the 0-2 count.
1-2. That's in there for strike three. Romeli able to get a pair of strikeouts and avoid any damage despite the two hits. It's 3-0 McGuffey heading to the fourth.
I'm Senator Cameron Bartolotta, and I'm running for re-election to keep fighting for working families in the 46th District. I've worked to create family-sustaining jobs, hold government accountable, and stand strong with our first responders and law enforcement. I'll keep fighting to grow our economy, unleash Pennsylvania energy, and lower your taxes so you can keep more of your hard-earned money. I'm proudly pro-Second Amendment and pro-life, and with your support in the May 19th Republican primary, I'll continue delivering for you. Paid for by Camera for Senate.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreen.org.
Two, three, four for Hopewell here in the top of the fourth inning as we work through a bit of an equipment problem at second. Now we're good to go as second baseman Sydney Dobrzynski was getting her mask adjusted. But that'll take us to top of the fourth as the first pitch from Maine in there for a strike as Pinchotti showed bunt and pulled it back.
Pinchotti, one of the two slappers at the top of this Hopewell lineup.
She struck out in her first time up. The 0-1, swing and a miss. As Maine well ahead. Oh, 2 count here on Pinchotti, the Hopewell center fielder. Pitch misses low. Is that time Maine just kind of let that one loose a little too quickly and rolled it in. A ball and two strikes. Maine comes set now, brings it home. Another miss as that'll make the count even at 2. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch, swung line to the shortstop, Bedillion, who makes the grab for out number one. Wasn't particularly well struck, but Bedillion tracked it well to make the grab. That'll bring up Allison Romeli.
Yeah, and a good job by Pinchotti there just to get the ball in play after Maine had racked up 4 strikeouts in the last 5 batters. If you're Hopewell, you're just hoping to get the ball in play and force the defense to make some plays.
First pitch to Romeli misses outside. Romeli grounded out sharply to second base in her first time up. Here's the 1-0. That's in there. Evens things up at 1. A ball and a strike, 1 out, no one on here in the top of the fourth inning. It's been all Highlanders so far, but just a 3-0 lead. 1-1 misses off the plate. 2 balls and a single strike. Maine gets the number sign, looks at her chart on the arm, and pitch misses low and away. As they appeal one down to first, as he'll say that the batter Romeli did not offer at it. 3-1 count. Maine brings home the 3-1. That's going to miss low and in for a walk. Just the second base runner allowed by Maine. Both have been on the free passes. So there will be a runner on with one out for Abigail Babinsack. Babinsack was that first base on balls. Showing bunt, Babinsack will pull it back. Is that one firmly in the zone for strike one?
When you would assume a bunt for hit type of situation for Babinsack with there being one out in this type of situation, but both of these teams willing to sacrifice so far today.
0-1 pitch misses well low. Yeah, down three runs. You know, you're already counting the outs you have left. As Maine has looked really good, you probably don't want to be too passive with the sacrifice bunting. 1-1 misses low. Two balls and a strike. The runner, Romaley at first. Pitch from Maine. Babinsack takes a cut. Fouls it off. That count now even. Two balls and two strikes. Babinsack batting 382 on the year. Two extra base hits. Pitch from Maine, off speed, and a great take from Babinsack. Oh, that one started well in the zone on that bottom half and just bit off, and Babinsack was able to put the brakes on it.
Yeah, and it was very, very close to being a strike. Nicole Claugus behind the dish, not the best job of receiving that pitch.
3-2. That time Maine goes to the heat, and that's fouled off. Babinsack a little bit behind it. We'll see if Maine goes back to it here in a full count. Maine to 3-2. Another pitch fouled away. Babinsack really tough at the plate. Count stays full. Maine went 0-2 to 3-2 and walked Babinsack in Babinsack's first at bat. This time it was 3-1. Maine trying to do the opposite. Now 3-2, misses inside. Second free pass in a row. And the second one to Abigail Babinsack has runners on first and second. Now the tying run up to bat for the Vikings here with one out.
And again, Hopewell just doing enough to hang around here and hoping to get to Maine now. This second time through the order, and they haven't done much themselves so far after these two free passes, but they're able to get two runners aboard, and now, like you mentioned, Jack, with the batter at the plate being the tying run.
First pitch to Lillian Otto misses low as Maine not as sharp this inning as she had been in the previous three. Count 1-0. Otto with a sacrifice bunt in her first at bat. That 1-0, well up and away. Maine's got to find it. Count 2-0 on the Hopewell catcher. That 2-0 misses low. Otto really hasn't had anything to think about with these first three pitches.
Yep, and just about an automatic take here you would expect from Otto. We'll see if Maine can lay one in there.
Got it. 3-0 pitch for Maine. Another bad miss. Four pitch walk. That's three straight to load the bases. That'll bring up Hazel McCallan with the bases loaded. Now time called as Now McGuffey going to take a visit to the mound to calm things down. McCowan struck out in her first plate appearance, 0-for-1. Designated player in this game. Maine had just one base runner allowed in the first 11 batters in this game, and it was just a walk. Then three straight free passes have the bases loaded here in the fourth.
Maine now faces McCowan, Pavlisco, Roche, and Scully, the next four due up for Hopewell, all of which struck out in their first at-bat. So those were really impressive at-bats from Maine as well, where she'd filled up the zone with the fastball and the off-speed pitch. So we'll see if she can get back to that here in the fourth inning with the bases loaded and just one out.
It's 3-0 McGuffey here in the top of the fourth inning. But Hopewell with its first real threat in this one. Bases loaded, one out for Hazel McCowan. Highlanders up at third. Second and first, both playing about a step in front of the bag as well. First pitch, swing and a miss. McCowan way behind that one. Good spot there from Maine going right at McCowan. As you mentioned, Anthony, with the struggles that this bottom of the order had in the first time around, wouldn't be surprised to just see Maine do that a few more times as this one popped down the right field line. That's going to go foul as Neff unable to get there, but now it's 0-2. Maine with five strikeouts in this game. That would be a big time for number six. See if she opts to go to the off speed here. 0-2, Maine brings it home, swing and a miss. McCowan goes down swinging. Sixth strikeout for Maine, as that's a crucial second out as bases stay loaded here. Now they're going to call for a courtesy runner for the catcher.
And that'll be number 21, courtesy running at first, and we don't... Looks like that'll be Isabella Mutkus.
Yep.
At first base to courtesy run for the catcher, Otto, with two outs and the bases loaded here in the fourth.
So, brings Addison Pavlisco to the plate. Pavlisco struck out her first time up. First pitch in there for a strike. That mound visit seems to have done the job of calming Miley Maine down. As now Hopewell really needs a base hit here. 0-1 offering from Maine, off speed, swing and a miss. Pavlisco way out in front of that change of pace. O-2 count, two outs, bases loaded. Tying run on first for Hopewell. The pitch just misses off the plate. Ball and two strikes now on Pavlisco. Guffey gets it, the pitch call in to Maine. The 1-2, elevated fastball, misses high. Good take there from Pavlisco to make it 2-2. Dave Berry calling the balls and strikes back behind home plate. Here's the 2-2 from Maine, swing and a miss. Maine, back-to-back strikeouts to get out of the jam with no damage in the top of the fourth. McGuffey leads 3-0.
GGNC drives McGuffey. GGNC Bus Company is looking for CDL drivers. Enjoy flexible hours and scheduling and paid training for new drivers. Drug screening and background checks required. For 50 years, GGNC has provided safe, reliable student and public transportation. They're always looking for school bus, van, and charter drivers and student monitors. Equal opportunity employer. Learn more at ggcbus.com or call 724-222-2320.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. We'd love to have you join us in celebration of outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams from our area. As a member of our chapter, you can nominate potential candidates, then vote on the nominees for each year's induction banquet. And you can help spread the word about our region's rich athletic tradition. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Isabella Sapolo on to pitch for Hopewell as she inherits a 3-0 deficit and looks to keep it as such here in the bottom of the fourth inning, as that Hopewell opportunity was squandered in the top half of the inning, as McGuffey will have 8-9-1 up to bat here.
And with the previous Hopewell arm, Romali, in the lineup in the three hole, we're not sure where Sapola has inserted at, so we'll figure that out and get that to you.
First pitch misses for a ball. It looks like Romali has moved over to short. Count 1-0 to Henderson. That's fouled off. Try to keep an eye on things for the substitution. Mentioned before the game that really the difference between these two teams is the pitching. It's really been the case here today, is that 1-1 offering going to miss low to make it 2-1. Pitch to Henderson, way up high, is now Sapola falls behind 3-1 to the first batter she faces. Three-one, big hack from Henderson, swing and a miss. Count now full. Henderson walked in her first time up. 3-2 pitch, misses low and in, as Henderson will walk for the second time of the ball game. That'll bring up the right fielder, Leanna Neff. Neff, out of that nine spot, singled home two in her first trip to the plate. First pitch she sees in this plate appearance, misses outside. Highlanders with two hits apiece in each inning so far. Count 1-0. Neff takes that one up and away for ball two. Well low, and now it's 3-0. Sapola, 4.96 ERA on the year, a 1-2 record. This is her eighth appearance. 18 and a third. Is that 3-0 in there for a strike? 3-1 count on Neff, looking to get on to turn this order over. And she'll do just that, as that's ball four. Neff didn't know it was ball four. She stayed in there. But She'll get first, as that'll move Henderson up to second. First and second with nobody out now for the top of the order here in the bottom of the fourth.
And this is trouble for Hopewell now. You walk the 8 hitter and the 9 hitter, and there's nobody out in the top of the order up for McGuffey.
Pitch misses low. Cipolla's got to find the zone here quickly. Clogus, 1-for-2, flew out pretty sharply to right in her last time up. 2-0 count. Cipolla's 2-0. This one popped over towards the line. That's going to go out of play.
The final line for Allison Romali in the circle for Hopewell. 3 innings pitched, 6 hits, 3 runs, 3 earned, 2 walks, and 2 strikeouts for Romali, the senior pitcher.
Pitch fouled off. 2-2 count now. Clogus looking to, at the bare minimum, do a job and move these runners over. With nobody out, 2-2 pitch, misses off the plate. Count now full. The 3-2 from Cipolla misses high, as we saw three straight walks put Hopewell in business before squandering that opportunity last thing, but now Hopewell has walked three straight. Courtney Bedillion, the two-hitter for McGuffey, steps in with the bases loaded and no one out.
Cipolla, the freshman, just unable to find the strike zone here so far, bottom of the fourth inning.
And first pitch misses for a ball.
Let's go, Court.
1-0 here to Bedillion. Cipolla, pitch fouled away. A ball and a strike. Here's the 1-1. This one pulled foul.
And just a touch on Romali once more, who's now at shortstop. The numbers don't look great in the final line, but she'd given up each of those three runs came in the first two innings, and then in the third inning, she was able to strand two runners with an inning-ending strikeout and another strikeout earlier that inning to keep the McGuffey lead at just 3. So a really fine job from Romali in her first three innings to give Hopewell a chance.
The 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Off speed there from Cipolla, gets a swinging strike for out number one, bringing Miley Main to the plate. Miley Main 0-for-2, but smoked one to left in her last at bat. Has a chance to help her own cause. First pitch, Main lines this one deep center field. That one's going to get over the head of the center fielder, Pinciotti. Main gets into second. Two runs will score. They'll hold up the runner, Clogus, at third. A two-run double for Miley Main to make it 5-0 Islanders.
You know, what a swing by Main. Sent the center fielder and Chody backpedaling and burned her with a good swing that took her all the way to the wall out in center field. A really nice swing by Main, her second hard hit ball of the day.
That was some ambush hitting there at that first pitch. So that'll bring up Dobrzynski, who is 2-for-2. She swings at the first pitch and fouls it away. Highlanders still with opportunities here with runners in scoring position at second and third. Still just one out. McGuffey starting to break this one open here with a 5-0 lead. That 1-1 pitch misses and dropped by the catcher Otto, who able to recover in time to keep the runners at bay. Two balls and a strike. Cipolla, 2-1. This one popped over towards the dugout. That's going to fall in foul. It stayed in play, but as the third baseman Roche and the catcher Otto converged, neither could get there in time.
Yeah, tough play along the fence for Otto and Roche to converge and one call the other off and prevent the ball from hitting the turf. McGuffey bailed out there, though. Now another chance for Dobrinsky to swing.
The 2-2 pitch. This one flown to right field. That one going to fall in. Another base hit. One run will score. Second runner going to be waved to the plate. That throw is not in time. Back-to-back two-run doubles makes it 7-0 Highlanders.
And after the three walks, it was going to be tough for Hopewell to get out of another tight jam. They can't do so, and McGuffey pours it on here in the bottom of the fourth inning.
Another trip to the mound here. Cipolla so far in this inning and has gone walk, 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 strikeout, then double and double as all those free runners have scored. Plus one more.
And walks are no good, especially out of the bullpen. It's really tough to give up free bases, especially more than one in an inning, and prevent them from scoring.
Cipolla will stay put on the mound for the time being, as it is a runner on second with still just one out. 7-0 game. Mara Janovich up to the plate with runner in scoring position. First pitch to Janovich in there for a strike. Janovich looking to reach for the first time today. She's 0 for 2. One of just two Highlanders in the lineup to have not reached base yet. 0-1 pitch popped into the infield, and that's going to be handled by the second baseman, Sarkis, for out number two.
Infield pop-ups are good for pitchers. I will say that. Those are free outs and don't allow runners to move up or score. So good work there by Cipolla to get one flown into the infield.
That brings up Callie Franks, who is 2 for 2. Franks now up to 333 on the year, 15 for 45. She waves and misses at that one for strike one. Contact. 0-1 offering from Cipolla. That misses low. And maybe a bit away. Evens the count up at one. Guffey leading 7-0. Two outs with a runner in scoring position. 1-1 pitch. Franks hits it off the end of the bat. Cipolla gloves it, throws the first in time. 1-3 put out to end the inning. McGuffey scores four, making it 7-0. So we head to the fifth on the WJPA Sports Network.
Spring into home construction season with First Federal of Greene County's construction and home improvement loans. First Federal's construction loans, owner-builder loans, FHA Title I home improvement loans, and home equity loans put you in charge. With offices in Washington, Greene, and Fayette counties, your loan stays here. Visit with a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Valley View Farm is the perfect venue for your wedding day. A rustic 1900s barn settled cozily among the rolling hills of Greene County, Valley View Farm provides a warm and welcome atmosphere. Weddings are the specialty, but Valley View is available to book for any event, and the barn is equipped with full heating and air conditioning to allow for year-round bookings. Wedding packages include a house DJ and a wedding coordinator, plus a staff that will take care of every need on your big day. To schedule a free tour, call 724-833-6426, valleyviewfarmvenue.com.
7-0 McGuffey lead here now in the fifth inning, as the Highlanders really taken control of this game. As they've been in control, but now the score really reflecting that as Highlanders now way ahead. Hopewell still searching for its first hit here now in the fifth inning. Dakota Roche 0-for-1. First pitch to her, going to be fouled away. Bunt attempt there from Roach. It's bottom of the order. Anthony mentioned it. Started 0 for 4 on 6 through 9 with 4 strikeouts. That 0-1 misses outside. And now they've moved that to 0 for 6 with 6 strikeouts.
Yeah, with the bases loaded in the count, and Pavlisco both struck out to end the fourth inning, which bailed Maine out of any damage in the top of the fourth. Those were two big strikeouts for Miley Maine in the circle.
1-1, Roach shows bunt. This time she'll get it in play. Tough play for Maine. The throw too hot. Couldn't be handled at first as it was dropped by Janovich. And the runner safe. Roach reaches base. Roach, good chance to beat that one out. We'll go with a hit. Brings up Tegan Scully as Puel gets its first hit on the bunt single. Now Scully shows bunt. That one misses away. One and oh on Scully, left fielder. Showing bunt again. Scully can't get it down. Count now even at 1-1. Got Manessen and Swickley getting ready to play after this one. Manessen, my alma mater. Is that one fouled off? Make it 1-2. Two strikes. We'll see if Scully gonna still show bunt. Main. Scully shows bunt, offers at it, and can't get to the ball. So that's strike three. Back pick to first, not in time, but it will be out number one, bringing the top of the order up to bat in Claire Sarkis.
And with us ruling the Roche at bat there a single, we're certainly not the official scorer by any stretch of the imagination. We go with a single here in the booth, but maybe some other folks in the ballpark that have that one ruled differently.
Slap bunt attempt by Sarkis. Took it off real close to the hands, and she got shaken up a little bit, kind of grimaced a little now. Get a laugh out of her. She's ready to roll. 0-1 count on the batter. Pitch from Maine. Slap foul by Sarkis to make it 0-2.
Just an overpowering fastball from Maine at times today, and you mix in the occasional off-speed pitch that dips below the zone, and these Hopewell hitters have struggled with that mix so far today.
0-2, this one slapped back to Maine. She'll throw to second. That's going to get into center field. A high throw from Maine. Runner going to be waved home to the plate as she scores. Roche comes all the way around from first. As Maine went for the more difficult out, she had it if it was an accurate throw, but throw was high and went all the way into center as Sarkis gets the second on the error, scoring a run as well.
And that's a little momentum for Hopewell that's just what they needed. Now they have it with a runner in second and one out. They trail by six.
7-1 score here in the top of the fifth inning here at Montour High School. Now Pinciotti tries to get down a bunt and can't get it. Count 0-1. O-1 offering. And Shotty's swing lands in fair territory, and she's safe at first. Another runner reaches on an infield hit from Marina Pinciotti. So that'll make it first and third with one out. As Hopewell getting things going with the bats here. Still 7-1 McGuffey, but the Vikings looking to put a dent in this with runners on first and third and one out.
And that's definitely a single there from Pinciotti. She firmly beat that out, so that does in the no-hit bid from Maine that was intact prior to this inning.
Off-speed pitch to Romali misses high as the runner Pinciotti steals second. So second and third with one out. There is no contest on that one. Romali 0-for-1 with a walk. Maine delivers, pitch misses outside to make it 2-0.
And this is the part of the order last time through that Maine had control issues. She walked Romali, Babinsack, and Otto in that order consecutively, so we'll see if Hopewell can't string together some more base runners and potentially some runs here in the fifth.
2-0 to Romali. This one flown to right field. It's in play, and it's gloved by the right fielder Neff, her throw home not in time. So a sacrifice fly from Romali scores a second run for the Vikings, but I'm sure McGuffey all right taking out number two.
Yes, in that situation, if you're McGuffey, willing to trade a run for an out there for sure.
So two outs, runner on third for Abigail Babinsack, who is been a tough customer at the plate for Hopewell. Two walks and two plate appearances. First pitch from Maine in there for a strike at the bottom of the zone. A one count on the batter. Maine, the pitch. This one hammered deep left center field. That one going to one-hop the fence. So Babinsack drives in another run for Hopewell as Pinciotti comes around to score. An RBI double for Abigail Babinsack makes it 7-3.
And again, like I mentioned, this is the part of the order that had given Maine some issues the second time through. Now the third time through, they're finally able to break through and put up three runs, their first three runs of the game here all in the fifth inning.
Brings up Lillian Otto, yet to record an at-bat in this one after a sacrifice bunt and a walk. Seven-3, McGuffey leads Hopewell. Pitch to Otto in there for a strike. O-1, pitch from Maine, swing and a miss. Maine could have been out of this inning with really no damage, but the error on that one-out play back to the mound. Maine threw it into center. That allowed this inning to continue. The 0-2 got the batter Otto way out in front, but just gets a piece of it on that off-speed offering. Count remains 0-2. Maine, another 0-2, swing and fouled off on the fastball this time. Otto entered today's action batting 381. Pitch from Maine. Off speed, misses high. A ball and two strikes on the Hopewell catcher. Maine brings home the 1-2. Swung on, fouled off again.
And you can tell these Hopewell hitters are just a bit more comfortable in the box. Obviously, with three hits this inning, it's easy to say that, but there's just been better at-bats, I think, this third time through the order for this team. It's really obviously allowed to the runs, but just allowed for some comfort for their own lineup and some discomfort for Maine in the circle.
One ball, two strikes, two outs. Otto putting up a good fight here. The pitch, another one fouled off. That one out of play. Otto's staying alive. Another two-strike pitch. Change up, fouled off. That's going to get past the third baseman, Henderson. Looked like she got a piece of it but couldn't grab it, but it was in foul territory when she made contact with it, so that will keep Otto in the batter's box. Maine gets the pitch call once more. Another offering, off-speed swing and a miss. Maine gets her out in front as Otto strikes out swinging for the third out. Hopewell gets three runs back, making it 7-3 here in as we head to the bottom of the fifth inning.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
The cost of living is crushing Pennsylvania families. Property taxes are too high, electric bills keep climbing, and it's hard to make ends meet and plan for the future. I'm Senator Cameron Bartolotta. I'm working hard to lower taxes so you keep more of what you earn. I'm working to make Pennsylvania more business-friendly to attract investment and grow our economy. I'm committed to lowering your energy costs by protecting reliable, affordable power. On May 19th, I'm asking for your vote so I can keep fighting for a more affordable Pennsylvania. Paid for by Cameron for Senate.
Welcome back to Montour High School. McGuffey leading Hopewell 7-3 in the bottom of the fifth inning. The Highlanders really have controlled this game, but Hopewell showing some fight here in this fifth inning after scoring three. Now, Anthony, the key here, after putting up an inning where you get some momentum, you got to put up a zero.
You certainly do, and that's a big key to things, but it's been tough sledding for the Hopewell pitching staff so far. Seven runs scored by this McGuffey lineup on eight hits. So it's not been easy for Hopewell in this circle so far. They've given up some walks. They've given up some big hits. So it's going to be a matter of getting some soft contact early on here, and Sapola will try to do that for Hopewell in the circle here in the bottom of the fifth inning.
Juliana Ward up to bat. She is 0 for 1 with a walk. Ward, the only Highlander batter to not step in last inning as she fouls off the first pitch. This Highlander lineup has been a metronome so far today with two hits in each of its four trips to the plate. 0-1, Sapola brings home the offering. That pitch misses high.
Sapola with some control issues in her first inning of work. an inning ago in the fourth, walking each of the first three batters she faced.
That 1-1, Ward unable to get a good piece of it, fouling it off back behind home plate once more to make the count 1-2. The pitch, this one popped in play. Cipolla under it. She'll make the grab, taking care of Ward for out number one.
And there's the weak contact that I had talked about. Cipolla able to fill up the zone, facing the 7, 8, and 9 hitters here to start the fifth inning. She gets a pop fly to herself. Start off the fifth for McGuffey.
That'll bring up Ellie Henderson, who has walked both times. First pitch from Cipolla. Henderson, hard grounder to short. That's going to get through the legs of Romaley, allowing Henderson to reach. Error there from the shortstop, Romaley. That one certainly, Romaley able to field it. It was hit hard enough where she had time to make a play. Brings up Leanna Neff. Neff 1-for-1, also adding a walk. First pitch ball, misses low.
If you're Cipolla, you can live with that. Weak contact. Nothing crazy. Obviously squeaks through the infield, but nothing wild.
Now grounded to third. Throw to second in time for one. Throw to first not in time. But the force out gets the lead runner for out number two as Henderson is retired 5-4.
Again, more weak contact from Cipolla. Just what the doctor would keep the ball in the infield. Get some outs. They get the lead runner there as Roche able to make the throw over to Sarkis. And now Hopewell with two outs and one pitch away from getting out of the inning.
Brings up Nicole Klages, 1-for-2. Also with a walk, first pitch. And there for a strike, runner goes. And the throw down the second is in time. Neff caught stealing for the third out. McGuffey, no runs in the inning on no hits. We'll head to the sixth. Highlanders lead 7-3.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreen.org.
GTNC drives McGuffey. GTNC Bus Company is looking for CDL drivers. Enjoy flexible hours and scheduling and paid training for new drivers. Drug screening and background checks required. For 50 years, GTNC has provided safe, reliable student and public transportation. They're always looking for school bus, van, and charter drivers and student monitors. Equal opportunity employer. Learn more at ggcbus.com or call 724-222-2320.
We welcome you back to Montour High School as McGuffey leads Hopewell 7-3. I'm Jack Sacco, my partner Anthony Pets by my side. Brett Gompita on camera. Noah Tennant running the production for us. That'll take us now to the sixth inning as pinch hitter here for Hopewell as number 23, Gianna Rossi, up to bat. She pinch hits for Hazel McCowan, who struck out both times she batted. Called strike on the 1-0 pitch. A ball and a strike on Rossi. Pitch from Maine, fouled off. Count now 1-2.
McCowan, the designated player for Hopewell, who gets pinch hit for here, had struck out swinging twice in her two at-bats so far today. So Rossi Pinch hits here in the top of the sixth for the Vikings.
Pitch misses outside. Even the count at 2-2. At through five innings, Jeanette leads Bishop Canavan 9-0. That's in the 1A softball. Two balls and two strikes. The pitch to Rossi, swing and a miss. So the 11th strikeout for Maine. Excuse me, 10th strikeout. Gets into double figures. Now up to 86 on the year. Now Hopewell with another batter here.
This is Isabella Sepola, the pitcher. So she entered for Pavlisco in the 7-hole when Romali came out of the game from pitching, and Romali now at shortstop. So Sepola enters for the shortstop, Pavlisco in the 7-hole.
1-0 to Sepola. This one popped in fair territory. Calling for it's the shortstop, Bedillion, who makes the grab for out number two.
Quick work here from Maine. That is good stuff after an inning from her in the fifth. That clearly wasn't her sharpest, but now she gets 6-7-8 due up for McGuffey and retires the first two.
Yeah, she's just four outs away now from completing this one. Two outs here in the top of the sixth. The pitch to Roche misses outside. Roche got the first hit of the game for Hopewell. That was just last inning. It was on a bunt single. Came around to score on the error by Maine on a ground ball hit by Claire Sarkis. Here's the 1-0 to Roche. That one in there for a strike.
Maine painting the outside corner there to Roche to even the count at one apiece with a fastball.
The 1-1 misses low. In Class 2A 8-9 game, Frazier leads Seton LaSalle 6-3. That one heading to the bottom of the seventh inning. Commodores looking to close that one out as that 2-1 pitch fouled away. Even things up at two. Here with two outs and no one on. 7-3 McGuffey lead. Highlanders looking to hang on here after some hope from Hopewell in the fifth. 2-2, pitch misses low. Winner here today. We'll move on to the quarterfinals. We'll face number four, Elwood City. The 3-2 pitch misses low as Dakota Roach reaches for the second time this afternoon. That'll bring up the 9-hitter. Well, another pinch hitter, it appears, for Hopewell. That's
looks like it'll be number 21, Isabella Mutkus.
Yep.
The pinch hit here in the 9-hole.
Yeah, Mutkus came in earlier as a courtesy runner.
And we'll have to keep an eye on any re-entries when Hopewell retakes the field. So we'll keep an eye to see if Scully re-enters to play left in the bottom half of the sixth, but for now, Mutkus hitting in the 9-hole.
Pitch misses low. Runner goes. Good throw down, but it was cut off by Bedillion. I think that DeRozinski was slow getting over, so it probably would have probably ended up being wise by Bedillion to just make that grab. It was a solid throw, but there's no one over there. That one probably would have gone into center field. So a 1-0 count on Mutkus. Pitch fouled off. Mutkus just 1-for-10 on the year. ball and a strike. Here with two outs. Walk and a wild pitch. Have a runner in scoring position for the Vikings. That one misses low. Two balls and a strike. Main, the pitch. Just tipped foul back over towards the first base dugout to even the count at two. This Hopewell team came into this game batting 330 as a unit. All three hits that they have recorded came in that fifth inning, but can really use one here to get home another run. The pitch fouled off and right off the leg of head coach Rhonda Koblek. But got a piece of it with her shoe, so no damage done. Two balls and two strikes. The count remains. Main, the pitch, swing and a miss. 11th strikeout for Miley Main. Retires the Vikings as we'll head to the bottom of the sixth inning. McGuffey leads 7-3.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Thanks to the support of CNX, GBU, Printscape, the Pony League World Series, and the participants in our annual golf outing, we awarded nearly $14,000 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. And we granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
We welcome you back to Montour High School here in the WJPA Sports Network. McGuffey ahead 7-3 over Hopewell as we're now on the bottom of the sixth. Highlanders looking at a last chance to add some more runs heading into that final inning as first pitch swinging a base hit for the leadoff hitter, Nicole Klogas.
That was smoked to left. It's one of the few balls we've seen absolutely demolished to the left side here today. Klogas. It's her second hit of the day. It's her third time aboard for the leadoff hitter.
Brings up Courtney Bedillion, who is 0 for 2, also has a sacrifice bunt. Up four runs. I'd be surprised to see Highlanders go small ball here, but stranger things have happened. Is that 1-0 going to be fouled away? A ball and a strike, Cipolla. Brings home the 1-1. This one popped left field. That one going to be caught by the left fielder Mutkus for out number one.
Really good play by Mutkus ranging to her left. This is the type of defense that Hopewell will have to play behind Cipolla to give her a chance in the circle. It's been a good job by Cipolla filling up the strike zone here in these last two innings and getting some contact. Good job there to get out number one here in the sixth.
Brings up Miley Main, 1 for 3, smashed a double in her last time. That one just foul on the left side. That was looking like extra bases again, but just a inch or so foul. Count 0-1. Cipolla brings home the 0-1. That one misses low, and it's going to get away from Otto, so a wild pitch will advance Klogas. Count moves to 1-1.
Go Twos!
Cipolla, the pitch, Misses for ball two. Main at second. Main up the bat, excuse me. It's Klaugas at second. Klaugas has scored twice. Pitch smashed foul over towards us down the line to make the count 2-2. Two balls, two strikes.
Hey, you got two.
Sapola really wanting to keep this deficit to just four, heading into Hopewell's last chance. Here's the 2-2. That pitch misses high. Three balls and two strikes here with one out. Highlanders with a runner on second.
And Dobrinski on deck for McGuffey. She's 3-for-3 today with two singles and a double.
3-2 from Sapola. That's in the zone. It's popped into fair territory. It's going to be handled by Romali for out number two.
And there it is again, an infield pop-up for Sapola in the infield. One stays playable for Romali at short. Now two outs for Hopewell. They're giving themselves a chance to this point.
Bring up Brzezinski. Fouls first pitch up and out of play. She is 3-for-3. Two-run double in her last time up.
And that two-run double provided some much-needed insurance for this McGuffey squad to stretch the lead. At that point, it was a 7-0 lead via the two-run double by Dobrzynski.
That 0-1 pitch in there for a strike to pull Sapola ahead 0-2. Sapola's 0-2 offering popped in play. First baseman had trouble tracking it. Certainly should have been one grabbed by Babinsack, but came up on it. I think she was too worried about the bag and ended up missing it as that fell in foul territory to keep the hitter, Dobrzynski, alive.
Yeah, a lot going on over there between the base, the first base coach, and the runner coming down the line, and then the fence in play as well. So a lot going on, but that's a ball that Hopewell would have liked to have Babinsack catch.
Another two-strike offering. Misses inside as that'll make it 1-2. Brzezinski looking to stay perfect on the day at the plate. 1-2 pitch. Swung high, hit hard on the ground. Romali able to recover, throw to first just in time to retire Dobrzynski for the third out. Zero put up in the bottom of the sixth. We head to the final inning. McGuffey leads 7-3 over Hopewell.
Introducing personal loans from First Federal of Greene County. Now you can access up to $25,000 with no collateral, no application fee, and no closing costs, plus fixed rate interest, flexible loan terms, and a simple application. This is a personal loan designed for your busy life. Visit ffgc.bank for more information or visit a loan officer in Washington or Waynesburg to get started today. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and NMLS 458729.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Final inning here from Montour High School here in McKees Rocks. Miley Main looking to finish off the complete game. She's really done well in this one. Three unearned runs, 11 strikeouts through six innings. Main has really diced this Hopewell lineup to this point as we get ready to roll here will be the top of the Vikings order. Claire Sarkis, who's 0 for 3 but reached on an error in her last time up. Slapper Sarkis just looking to get on anyway, anyhow. First pitch going to be fouled off. Three hits for the Vikings, all coming in the fifth inning. That, in an error, allowed three runs to score, but that's been it for the Vikings, who allowed seven on the other side. This one hit hard on the ground. Bedillion fields it cleanly and throws over to first in time for out number one.
And again, I talked about it earlier, but when slapping, you can't hit it hard right at the shortstop. You've got to kind of just roll it out there, and that one hit too firmly at the shortstop. Bedillion, out number one for Maine, here in the top of the seventh. Now just two outs away is this McGuffey squad.
Marina Pinciotti up to bat. Infield single in her last time up. First pitch fouled away. Pinciotti 1 for 3. O-1 on the Hopewell center fielder. Maine lets it rip. This one popped into the infield. It's going to bounce, and that's going to be an infield hit once again for Pinciotti, her second hit of the day.
And that's the kind of contact you like with a fast lefty up. Just soft contact, and that one falls in the triangle out there between the shortstop, second baseman, and the pitcher. That one couldn't have thrown it out there any better. Just perfect. Landed right next to the second base bag, and Pinciotti able to fly down the line for a one-out single.
Brings up Romaley. First pitch off speed in there for a strike. Romaley 0 for 1, a walk and a sacrifice fly. O-1 offering, misses high. One count, one out. Hopewell needs four runs to extend this game. Pitch, this one chopped fair territory. Main fields fires the first, a great throw. And it gets it there in time as Romaley is retired for the second out. Pinciotti advances to second. Now Abigail Babinsack steps in as the last chance for the Vikings.
What a play there by Maine. Had to take four or five steps all the way to the foul line to her right, and then she threw a dart over to the first baseman and a throw right on the money, like you said, Jack. It was going to take a perfect throw, and she made it to get the out.
Babinsack 1 for 1, a double and two walks. First pitch to her in there at the bottom of the zone for a strike. Oh, 1 on the Hopewell first baseman. Pitch off speed in there for strike two. Maine one strike away from the complete game. O-2 just misses off the plate. Makes it 1-2. Maine with 11 strikeouts, one strike away from finishing this one off. Abigail Babinsack 1 for 1, two walks, looking to extend the game with a runner on second. The pitch in there for strike three. Maine strikes out 12 and finishes off the complete game as McGuffey will advance to the WPIL quarterfinals to take on Elwood City. 7-3 final here from Montour High School. We'll take a short break and recap things when we come back here on the WJPA Sports Network.
When Governors Wolf and Shapiro tried to impose a carbon tax that would have sent your electric bills through the roof and gutted our energy jobs, I fought back and we won. I'm Senator Cameron Bartolotta. I'm proud to stand with our natural gas and coal industries and the hardworking men and women who keep our lights on. I'll keep fighting against Green New Deal schemes that threaten our jobs and our way of life. On May 19th, I'm asking for your vote so I can keep standing up for you. Paid for by Cameron for Senate.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
7-3 final here from Montour High School. McGuffey finishes off Hopewell and advances to take on Elwood City in the WPIAL 3A quarterfinals. That will be on Monday. A quick recap of the scoring for both teams. In the first inning, it was McGuffey who scored first after putting up a zero. In the first inning, the Highlanders then got the bats rolling as Nicole Klogas with a leadoff single, then a sack bunt. She was moved over on a ground out, then an RBI base hit from Sydney Dobrzynski to give the Highlanders the lead in the first. Two more runs for McGuffey in the second after a single, two walks, and another single that plated two from Leanna Neff made it 3-0. Then the Highlanders would score four more in the fourth as three straight walks to start the inning spelled doom for the Vikings as back-to-back two-run doubles from Miley Main and Dorzynski made it a 7-0 game. The Vikings bounced back in the next half inning in the top of the fifth as a leadoff hit, then an error and two more hits as well as a sack fly got three on the board for Hopewell to make it 7-3. That would finish off the scoring from there, though, as Miley Main completed the complete game, seven innings, three unearned runs, and struck out 12 to finish off the win here at Montour High School.
The final line scores, looking at Hopewell first three runs, three hits, one error, and seven left on base. For McGuffey, it was seven runs on seven hits, one error, and five left on base for the Highlanders. And it was a good enough performance from McGuffey. It clearly wasn't their best. Maine didn't even have her best stuff and was able to put up 12 strikeouts and zero earned runs. But it was a good enough performance from this McGuffey squad. And a good fight from Hopewell as well. I mean, I talked about Sapola's effort in the circle after, you know, the hiccups in the fourth inning, her first inning of work. She was able to get two scoreless after that and give Hopewell a chance. A well-played game by both sides. McGuffey does enough offensively to best Hopewell here this afternoon.
Yeah, just really good performance from Maine and the rest of this McGuffey squad and out-hit that team. And you mentioned four hits for Hopewell, nine for McGuffey, and mentioned in the pregame, the Highlanders, the better team at run prevention. That's really what it seemed to be today. It's time to recognize our player of the game brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College
at
Beaver County.
CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Our player of the game brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County, is Miley Main, the pitcher for McGuffey. Maine also with a two-run double in the game. Maine complete game, seven innings, four hits, five walks, three runs, all unearned, and 12 strikeouts. Anthony, just really a dominant effort.
certainly was a dominant effort by Maine. I mean, you can't say enough about the pitching, but then at the plate as well, able to knock in two runs via a double in the fourth inning, and those were big insurance runs for McGuffey, as it turns out, because Hopewell in the fifth was able to scratch across three of their own. So the two-run double from Maine, a big one in the fourth inning. She ups her strikeout total on the year to 88, which is very, very impressive in such a short high school season. But a great effort from Maine, a great game played by her and the rest of her teammates. McGuffey comes out on top.
Today's game on the WJPA Sports Network and NFHS has been brought to you in part by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By Camera Bartolotta for Pennsylvania Senate. Find out more at cameraforsenate.com. By Visit Green. Green County has something for everyone. Log on, visitgreen.org. GG&C Bus. GG&C drives McGuffey. Drive for GG&C. Call 724-222-2320. Washington Green County Chapter, Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. By CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. By First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. And by Valley View Farm, a premier wedding and event venue, visit valleyviewfarmvenue.com. This game and the broadcast rights to it are the sole and exclusive property of the WPIL and the NFHS network. This broadcast is intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening and viewing audience, and any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this game without the express written consent of the WPIL, the NFHS network, and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers are chosen and paid by WJPA Radio. All rights reserved. Copyright 2026. We have action tonight in high school softball with 2A first round number 3 Bentworth versus number 14 Burgettstown on AM 1450, and 1A first round number 11 Beth Center or Southside Area Online, both at 4:45. Then our nightcap, number 2 Chartiers Houston against number 15 on AM at 6:45. Thanks to head coaches Carly Pettit and Rhonda Koblick, and to Lou Cerro and the crew at Montour. For our floor director, Noah Tennant, Brett Gambito on camera, and my partner, Anthony Pass, I'm Jack Sacco. From Montour High School, your final score in the 3A softball first round, McGuffey 7, Hopewell 3. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network on NFHS.